The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Looking forward to the next segment, John.
Because you're a dancer. No, you're a dance man. You know, you're the Fred Astaire of radio.
Frustrated.
And joining us now is Louise Rastu. And Louise is the founder of A Lifetime of Dance Incorporated. And obviously, I think that the title gives it away. It's adult dance classes. And from an exercise point of view, one of the top three things we know for a senior, it's nutrition, it's education, and it's socialization. And did I say education?
Yes.
I meant.
But that sounded good, John.
Well, it did sound good until I finished it. And I said, what did I just say?
We'll replay that.
Yes.
Exercise is what I meant to say education.
That's right.
And dance is an entertaining form of exercise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And dancing just has so many benefits, especially tap dancing. My company, A Lifetime of Dance, is geared for the over 50 crowd. The over 50. Most of my dancers are women. I do have about 5 men in my group, but it's a great thing for women who don't want to work out in the gym.
Right, okay.
And the benefits of tap dancing are just amazing.
It's tap.
Yes, most of my classes are tap dancing. Okay. Yes, I do jazz stretch and a ballet stretch, but the majority of my classes are tap dancing, and they're all different levels, from basic beginner, never danced in my life, never put a tap shoe on in my life, to the more advanced dancer who probably even taught at one point, had families, and now has come back. So it's just great. It's got the full body workout, a cardiovascular workout. You're lifting your arms above your head, so you're getting your arms toned and moving. It improves your balance and your posture, and especially once you get a little bit older, we kind of get a little bit nervous about how we're standing or walking, or we're worried about falling. And just with the transfer of the weight from one foot to the other really helps you with your balance. Exercising your mind, it's one of the best forms, tap dancing, for your mind. The rhythm and the memorization keeps you focused. You can't think of anything else when you walk into a tap class. You're so concentrating on the noises that you're making, and if you're standing on the right foot or the left foot, it really is a therapy class. You come in and you leave everything else behind. You come in and you strictly focus on what you're trying to learn.
It's like a meditation.
It absolutely is. Yes, yes.
You know, which I didn't realize.
It's not a peaceful meditation.
No, I understand the point of it, but yoga is a form of meditation.
Yes,
and because you have to concentrate on your position.
That's right.
And so the same thing, if I have to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. I can't be thinking about what's on my mind.
That's exactly right.
See, in my youth, I was tap dancing happens to be one of the favorite dances that I like to watch.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. I was a big fan of Donald O'Connor.
Okay, yeah,
and
sure.
Gene Kelly,
mm-hmm.
Fred Astaire.
Absolutely.
Mitzi Gaynor.
Absolutely.
There was a group called the Step Brothers,
mm-hmm.
that used to do all kinds of great tap stuff.
The Nicholas Brothers were awesome at that time as well.
Yeah, and I love watching it. And
did you say Danny Kaye?
No,
I didn't say that, but
Danny
could.
He was one,
too,
right?
Yeah.
Well, Bob
right.
Pope actually could tap
Bob
dance.
Pope, yeah.
Oh, could he? Okay.
And
yeah.
Jimmy Cagney.
Yes.
All of them back in yesteryear could tap dance. So I, in my youth, thought about being, but with no talent, though. That's what limited me, was to be a song and dance man, you know, with the hat and the
cane
and the whole bit that goes along with it. But I never did it because first I can't sing. I can dance, but not. I've never tap danced.
Now, Louise, would you be interested in if Otto auditions for us with a song and a dance? And we'll see.
You know
because,
what? You know, I have the Red Hot Mamas. That's my senior performing tap group of ladies that
the
we
Red
have.
The Red Hot Mamas?
The Red Hot Mamas. It's a professional tap dancing group, ages 55 to 89. And Otto, I always was looking for a Red Hot Papa. So, come on in. Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
You know, I seriously would think about doing something like that.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, for 2019, we're going to have Dr. Sue coming more often, and we're going to have Luke from the island now doing some updates.
We could have like a every 2 or 3 months, where is Otto? You know, well, and how your dance career is coming.
Well, your description that I read on one of the documents that we got in preparation for the show is that tap is like percussion with your feet.
That's right.
And I'm like a frustrated drummer too. When we go to weddings, I usually have a knife and a fork and I'm banging on a table.
Oh my goodness.
Not nobody else around me likes it, but I'm having a good time. Maybe tap a glass in between
and good.
Hitting the drums. I used to like Gene Krupa back in my era. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you said that made me think that, you know, that's probably why I like it, because I like
Absolutely.
Percussion. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting world.
There's a lot of coordination involved, though, you know, in tap dance. Same thing with drumming. You're using your hands, but now it's with the feet. You're making the percussive noises
right.
with your feet. Yeah.
Well, that's something I read. It says you call out steps. And I'm asking myself, now, how does that work? Like I read here.
Well, believe it or not, there's to me, I have a language. My curriculum is I have a language for tap dancing. So every step or combination has a name to it. Basic tap steps, a shuffle, okay, which any dancer, tap dancer would know what a shuffle is, a flap ball change. Okay, so it's a language. And once you learn the language, it's much easier to remember the steps, pick them up, and know what I'm talking about. So now at a point where I have it more advanced dancers, I can actually say the step. Okay, guys, we're going to do 6 flaps and a time step break, a triple time step on the right, a triple time step on the left. Then we're going to do a triple traveling time step on the right and triple time step. You got the visual? And that really helps them. And they understand. They understand that. And right, usually
okay,
I'll say, okay. Do you understand my language?
Right, okay.
That's a problem as a senior, though, is to retain what you just said.
But it's all a learning process, yeah. Right? And nobody's being graded and nobody's being rushed to the next level. It is. It's a learning process. But there is a language involved. And the more you learn the language, the better you're able to learn tap dancing.
I mean, you're dealing with somebody here who has a problem doing the electric slide the right way.
Uh-huh,
I come up with my own steps.
Well, I'll say that often, too. No fair, ladies. No, I'm the choreographer.
We're
slow
New Year's Eve together. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to be in the slow group.
Actually, we took a cruise in August, and was it, I forget what it was. But that's not the point. And one of the nights they had something, Back to Harlem it was called or something. It was tremendous with singing, with jazz, and tap dances. And it's so funny because the lead, I'm not saying she couldn't tap dance well, because the music, and it didn't go to it, but two of the smaller roles, maybe it was the music they got. They were phenomenal. It just like they jumped around. They just floated.
Well,
and
again,
she was like stiff.
There are very many styles of tap dancing as well. There's
Broadway
style tap dancing. There's a hoofer type of tap dancing, rhythm tap. Hoofer is you're more down on the floor, making quick lots of sounds. Rhythm taps, you got different rhythms going on. So there are different styles. And for me, I like to dance with all different styles of music. I can dance basically to anything, but definitely something with more of a jazz beat or a more boogie beat is more entertaining and more fun for us to dance. And I also use music from that our generation, the 50 and over generation,
right, okay.
You know. So like a Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, right.
Go back to the old Broadway shows, Anything Goes, which have all been redone again anyway. But 42nd Street, Anything Goes, Thoroughly Modern Millie. These are all
classics.
Yes, classics. Mm. And then, you know, I bring out the standards with Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. Now you got new Michael Bublé, who's like a Frank Sinatra.
Right,
he's
okay.
got great stuff. And Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even Lady Gaga is with Tony Bennett, you know, and just that music is just so entertaining and nostalgic
right.
for
oh, cool.
our group. So, of course, that creates conversation in the class or after the class, and it's just great. It's also a very social, like you said, teens like teens. Well, we're actually older teens,
older
right?
Older teens. I love it.
So the seniors, you know, they just love to, you know, talk about old times.
Where did tap come from itself? You know, I don't know where any of these dances
you
came
know,
from. Whoever came with the idea of
It was actually the slaves in Africa that started with tap dancing, but of course they didn't have the metal on their shoes, but just using their feet, dancing barefoot, making the sounds from the drums instead of, the people would dance with the drums. And then it did come to America, and it turned into the, Irish step dancing and the clogging and all that stuff. And that was with a wooden shoe, and then it just evolved with a tap on the front, on the back. Yeah.
What would you pay for a pair of tap shoes?
Well, tap shoes today can be expensive. I find a decent pair of tap shoes is about $70. A decent pair to start off with is $70. Now, you can get cheaper, but usually the tap is not made that well. So you want something that makes a nice sound. And you also want something on the bottom of the shoe, a decent platform on the bottom of the shoe that's going to help resonate the noise as well. So, but most of my students, for the most part, can get a nice pair of shoes for $70. Now, you can go up to $500, depending if you want a custom shoe. And those are great, too. I've had quite a few. I mean, dancing is my business. So instead of buying a suit like people would invest in suits going to work, I have different, types of tap shoes. Some are heavier than others. Some are more flexible, depending on the style of dancing that I'm doing.
If Otto did choose to join your class and we would treat him for the $70, would he have to wear a leotard?
No. Please don't wear a leotard, Otto. No. I can't even imagine.
You don't want that.
And you wouldn't even have to buy tap shoes. For my group, I have a lot of pair of tap shoes saved from many, many years, and they are unisex tap shoes, and people borrow them. And I always welcome everyone to a free trial class because...
That's great, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's important.
It's very hard to try a tap class without having tap shoes. And, that's why I think my business is becoming very successful, because I do have tap shoes in every different size imaginable to come in and actually try the class. And I know for seniors, it's the confidence. Walking in, everybody's nervous about what they're going to feel like. So usually I say, bring a friend. And you'll feel good. And they take the class, and usually once they take the class, they stay.
Will you actually be doing tapping on the first class, actually?
Absolutely. Really? Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Tap dancing on the first class.
You said you have five men.
So, yes.
What are these five men, what stages are they in?
They're mostly seniors. Most of them are seniors. Three out of the five are seniors. One is a doctor, one is a heart doctor. He had tap dance as a kid. And he saw us perform somewhere and decided he wanted to get back into it. So he takes a private lesson. And then I have another gentleman who started only a couple of years ago, started privately, and he was in acting and singing, doing some shows, and wanted to expand his repertoire. And then his wife passed away, so now he was able to put more time in. So now he joins and takes classes. Another man is a senior also, and he comes from Shelter Island, so he makes a big trip. I'm really the only adult tap company or tap business around on the island.
You're in Huntington?
Yes, I'm located in Huntington. Right. So I have dancers who come as far as Shelter Island and Point Lookout, Queens.
Goodness, that's a drive.
It's quite a drive. But it's awesome. It's really a great thing.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
No, it's a good
thing. I definitely encourage you, Otto.
You know what we don't have, though, Louise?
What do you have?
A phone number.
Okay, the phone number is 631-680-4271.
631-680-4271 is the number to talk to Louise in reference to organizing a class, etc. What we're going to do is we're going to go into a break, and then we'll come back with Louise. But you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.